Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo. Well, today is going to be a unique day. It's going to be an open mic day, and that means that you can call me at any time during this hour that we are going to be spending together. So here are the telephone numbers, and I'll be giving them out throughout the entire hour, that you can call into if you would like to talk with me directly, and I'll be happy to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And also we have a direct line, 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Well, my goodness, I have so much wonderful information that I want to share with you. No, you can call in at any time during the hour, and I'm happy to give you a psychic reading on the air. But I wanted to share a wonderful poem by Vicki Rohick. And it's so nice because we're sort of in this in-between spot, depending on where you are in the country. And I know we've got listeners all over the country and around the world. But depending on what weather you're experiencing, you may feel like you're in the dead of winter, or you may, like we are here in the Northwest, beginning to see signs of spring, and it is truly amazing. Well, I have in front of me this beautiful photograph that goes along with Vicki's short poem, and it says this: the graceful young doe paws at the snow, hunting for signs of spring. Don't despair, my heart whispers, it won't be long now till the earth offers you tender buds. And that's the most beautiful photograph with the doe standing. And just the poem just matches the photograph so, so beautifully. And wherever we are, when we've gone through a winter where it's been really bitter cold, or like here in the Northwest, we just seem to have had an abundance of rain. You feel like you need to have a Noah's Ark in your backyard. And by golly, here are all of these signs of spring. The rose bushes out in the front yard are beginning to push out little sprouts, and trees everywhere have buds on them, and I see iris. It's like up through the ground 3 inches above, and there's this life that you see. And you can understand why so often through history the cycles of the seasons of life have been talked about and have been equated with the various seasons of life that we go through. Well, that may be, but the one thing I love about spring is that it just brings so much color to the forefront. Now, here in the Pacific Northwest, we have a lot of green, but the colors of spring are just breathtakingly gorgeous. So if you've got any gardening to do that you need to do in advance, get the ground ready so that when the time comes in your part of your world for spring to just burst through with all of her glory, this is a good time to get started to doing it. Well, I wanted to share a story with you today about a young woman. Her name is Ashley Lauren Fisher, and she is just absolutely a beautiful, beautiful young woman. And she, like so many people, never think that anything's going to happen to them. But she said we all learn life lessons, and she learned hers, many of them, at a very early age. Now, she lives in Morristown, New Jersey, and she was 23 years old. She said she learned that when you're at life's lowest points, looking good can lift you up. Now, it happened on a particular summer day in 1998, and she was out swimming with friends, and she said to them, I'm going to do one more dive, and she plunged into 6 foot deep ocean water, too shallow, and she realized she couldn't move. They rushed her to the hospital, and she learned she'd broken 2 vertebrae in her neck, and she was told she'd be a quadriplegic for the rest of her life. She said, I went through the why me, and she came to a point, a decision, where she felt life was worth living. She said, my goodness, I have a wonderful family around me. I can have, with assistance, the opportunity to be independent. I can go back to work. She had been in charge of running a 4-star restaurant. She said, I could still do that. I can still be myself. But she did something that a lot of people don't want to give too much time or attention to. Very, very beautiful young woman. She said, after going through what I went through, I looked in the mirror and it didn't look like me at all. So one of the things that Ashley did is that she taught the people, her aides, to fix her hair, to help her with makeup. She taught them how to check out the latest styles, and she never left the house without a super-duper handbag. And she said, I figured if I looked good, I'd feel a lot better. Well, she, obviously, being a quadriplegic, was going to be put in a wheelchair for the rest of her life. And one day she looked at the wheelchair and she said, ugh, they're ugly. They're really ugly. Now, she was meeting other men and women that were in ugly wheelchairs just like her. And she was talking with some of the women and she said, you know what? We need to put together some designer wheelchairs. You think you've heard of everything. Mm-mm, you haven't. Designer wheelchairs. So they decided that they would try to get some celebrities, some top names, to design wheelchairs for a fashion show where they could raise funds for spinal cord research and show women in wheelchairs and the world that they were still women and unstoppable. Well, some famous celebrity designers like Nicole Milner said... yes. And after a nationwide search, their cause, discovery through design, ended up with some role models. They found paralyzed women who had earned college degrees, even helped the disabled and became motivational speakers. Ashley said, women who proved life can go on in a wheelchair is something we were all about. So they ended up doing wheelchairs with designer touches, a gold rim here, an animal print there. They even put crystals on their wheelchairs at this tremendous fashion show where they were raising funds for spinal cord research. 600 people attended, and the word spread like wildfire to other paralyzed women who were doing everything that they thought they could possibly do to cope. Ashley said... it made a difference. These women said, if Ashley can do this, I can too. Ashley said, our message is that women in wheelchairs can still be fabulous, that it gets easier, and they will roll on. And it's absolutely amazing what they've done. Ashley Lauren Fisher is a woman to be complimented. She's beautiful. She is really taking care of herself. And one of the motivational speakers that they had was Donna Hartley, and she said, it's important that wherever you are in life, if you're having a tough time, whatever it might be, you don't have to just be in a wheelchair, wherever you are, repeat to yourself, I feel healthy, happy, and strong. It helps your subconscious to do a shift. Also, have material around to read. Listen to shows like the Donna Sebo Show, so that you'll be inspired and realize that life is more about, well, about good things than it is about pity parties and listening to a bunch of garbage on your news channel. Also, use photographs, drawings, images of what you're grateful for. Seeing them will help you stay positive. Now, if you've gone through some kind of a major challenge, like Ashley did, or any other kind of challenge. A divorce can be just as challenging in its own way. You need to be able to journal it out. You need to be able to talk about it. Not make excuses, but really be able to release it. Also, picture how you're going to look in about 6 months, because it gives you a positive vision to set your sights on. And look at making mini goals for yourself. You don't have to make major ones. You can make just little ones. And every time you go through each step, then you'll know that you've accomplished something. Make sure you have it where you can check it off when you're done with it. And again, gratitude. Give thanks for where you are, for what you have. If you want more, if you want to be more, whatever it is that you want in your life, you can have it. But if you don't appreciate where you are, how the blue blazes do you think you're going to appreciate where you're going or what you possibly can attain? What you'll find is that you're so filled with dissatisfaction, you'll never be satisfied. And always remember to pass it on. If someone needs a helping hand, remember your kindness, your thoughtfulness can make a difference in someone's life. There's been many times strangers that I will never meet again. I do not know their names, but they will tell me something that inspires me. It can come through a book, it can come through a radio, a television show, it can come from a stranger in a grocery store, any place, anytime, anywhere. If somebody crosses your path, remember, if they need some help, pass it on. Pass on your wisdom. Pass on your thoughtfulness. Pass on your kindness. Pass on your smile. It can make a big difference and turn someone around dramatically. I wanted to share that with you about Ashley. This is Donna Sebo. We have an open mic day today. If you would like to call in and chat with me, let me light up your life with a little bit of insight. If you're a new listener, it's really simple. All you have to do is give me your first name or your initial. Then after that, I will tell you what I perceive, and then you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you are interested in talking about. So here it goes, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. Also, 530-876-3222. All of those lines are open. You know, a moment ago, I was talking to you about how spring is coming out here in the Pacific Northwest. And it's just such a joy. Well, lots of times there are those of you that want to have a nice lawn. And no matter what you do, it's just not taking. Well, I came across some information. And it was oriented towards the Pacific Northwest, but I thought, hey, it might help you. We have a terrible time with grass in our backyard, even in our front yard. It's because we have so many trees around our home, and we just love our trees. We're not going to get rid of our trees. But there is that chemistry that the trees produce, and often because they're giving so much shade, the grass doesn't have a chance to grow. So I came across some information. This is really going to sound weird, but I thought, this is fascinating stuff. It's called synthetic grass. Now, what's amazing to me is that it looks and it feels just like grass. Obviously, low maintenance is a big factor. And dog owners, of which we are one, but we don't have this in our yard, but the dog owners that have put this in their yard where they cannot grow grass, it just isn't going to happen, by golly, even with the poop and scoop, it's okay. This stuff really will handle it. And you're going to find you're not going to have dirt in your house. You're not going to have as much dirt. There's just a big difference. Now, they'll look good year-round. Obviously, you won't need a gardener. But the synthetic turf is eco-friendly because it never needs watering, mowing, or fertilizing. Now, there are companies that are beginning to install this, and apparently this past year there was a group of people, about 500, that decided they were going to have this pulled in, and the customers saved approximately 6 million gallons of water. That's in the Pacific Northwest here. And you don't have to use fertilizers, obviously, pesticides. You don't have the health risks to children and pets. And it's helping to preserve the groundwater, the lakes, the streams, any water source that may be nearby. And I thought, this is really interesting. Now, when they put this in, it's a lot more complicated than what you think. You just think, well, you just lay this artificial stuff down. No. They have to do a number of things when they put this in. They have to excavate any existing grass and dirt, and then a layer of filter fabric is laid on the dirt that they grade. Then they form a layer of a fractured drain rock to build the permeable subbase. And once that is all put together and compacted, Then the synthetic grass is cut and seamed any shape that you want. And then 2-inch blades are infilled with sand and granulated rubber to provide a synthetic root system. Now, this is what it does. The infill process allows the grass blades to stand erect as well as add a cushioned feel underfoot. Now, they look good. They drain much better than natural grass. And you can be on it all year round. You've got traction, and you don't have any mud. Now, what's the warranty on something like this? Well, apparently it's about 7 years. And they say the lifespan of your artificial grass depends on how much it's used. But most landscape applications, they say, can expect about 15 to 25 years. My gracious, that's incredible. And I'm sure they're going to be improving this as they go along. And the synthetic grass will pay for itself in just a few years because it brings about a lifestyle change. And then you think about the money you put on the fertilizer and the water, et cetera. So it's just something that you can check out, and you can go to a website called funyardsusa.com. Funyardsusa.com. Fascinating stuff. I mean, this is something in the Pacific Northwest that we're becoming very much aware of. I mean, we don't have the water problems like so many people around the country do. But we have to be aware of our aquifers. We have to be aware that everything we use drains into our water tables. And I was reviewing some information just a few days ago about how we are discovering there are so many hormones and drugs that are ending up in our water tables that were not there before. Why? Because there are people, if there's a raid on them and they're producing meth or they're involved with cocaine, what do? They flush it down the toilet. They put it down the kitchen sink or the garbage disposal or something, and this all goes out into the sewage system. And so they don't have those filters at this time to be able to catch it. And I became attuned to it because a friend of mine, who's from Germany, said that they had done research in Germany, and they were appalled at the amount of narcotic and hormones that they were finding in their water tables. They didn't have a clue. So all of these things, as we are learning through technology, without the technology, we wouldn't have a way of finding this out. It makes a difference. It really makes a difference. So here is something that is biodegradable. It can be recycled. It is something that may become very significant in today's world. Not that I'm against grass, but when you're in certain environments like we are, you can have something that can perhaps look a lot better instead of these great, big, gigantic holes. Every year you're buying grass seed and fertilizer and you're doing this and you're doing that, trying to make something grow when the very environment is not conducive to it. And it does take a lot of water, and we have our dry months. So anyway, that's some good information to share with you. So just wanted to touch on that. And then also, I had some bits and pieces of information. And don't forget, you can give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, or 530-876-3222. I love to find bits and pieces. And when I have an open mic hour, this gives me a chance to share it with you. Bits and pieces of information that you wouldn't even give, usually, 50 cents worth of thought to. But it's fun to know about it. And I came across some information regarding lizards. Yes. Oh, those wonderful, creepy crawlers that run so fast they scare you to death. Have you ever been in Hawaii and seen geckos? All of a sudden you realize this thing is sharing your space. They're little bitty guys. They're not very big. Man, can they move. Well, geckos are absolutely wonderful. Lizards are so valuable in the ecology of life. But who would have thought that if the weather gets hot, it affects the sexual determination for a lizard? Mm-hmm. Researchers at the Institute for Applied Ecology at the University of Canberra in Australia discovered that the Australian central bearded dragon lizard has the amazing They thought it was rather surprising. Ability to change sex when the climate is unusually warm. I can't say they're a shapeshifter. They're a sex shifter. Now, their sex shift happens only to the males. That's interesting. And only when they are in the egg. Now, this is how they found out how this was a fact. The researchers were incubating 35 eggs at abnormally high temperatures. The result, when they did that, was 2 males and 33 females. When they hatched another bunch of eggs at normal temperatures, they found that it was equal, 50-50. And they say the shift occurs because the heat turns off a gene on the lizard's so-called Z chromosome. I wonder if they've ever checked that out with humans. Of course, I don't think we have temperature control when it comes to people. But if it can happen to a lizard, who knows what else is affected by temperature? Chemistry is a fascinating subject. You have young kids, it's always a good idea to get them interested in science and get them interested in the asking of questions. Why? How come? Because it's through that wonderful aspect of curiosity that we're able to grow and to explore. That's why I enjoy books so much, and I enjoy magazines. I enjoy all kinds of materials. You never know what you're going to learn. There's always something new out there, and you'll have something to talk about. I find it so amazing that most people will only read within a certain perimeter of what they think is okay for them to read. You ought to walk into a Barnes & Noble, a Borders Books, any bookstore, and just for the heck of it, go into a section of the bookstore you have never been in before. Same thing with a library. Just go in and say, I want to find out about turnips, or I want to find out this, that, or the other. And just do it for the heck of it. Make a game of it. If you have kids, it's a great exercise to give to them. And then go find a book, read about the material, and then have a conversation with someone about it. And with kids, especially if you have meals together, you know, everybody's wanting to talk about different things. Well, if you say, I'm going to give you this assignment, and when you come to dinner, then this is what I want you to tell me about. I want you to tell me what you've discovered that you didn't know anything about. Maybe you have a grab jar where you, if your parent, if your mom and dad, if you just go ahead and write out a whole bunch of different subjects and everybody reaches into the grab jar. And then that encourages kids to read. It encourages them to explore. There are so many DVDs out there. It's a wonderful thing to do. Leo Biscaglia, who is one of my favorite people, this man, he was all about teaching people the value of love, and his life was dedicated to that. But he said one of the things that he did when he was growing up, he was Italian, and at the dinner table, one of the questions his father always presented was, what did you learn today? His father expected that they were going to tell him something he didn't know. So the kids, being in school, they'd say, well, Dad, we learned about this in science, or we learned about this in math, and then he'd ask them questions about what they had learned. And they said it made, Leo said it made the love of learning exciting. And when you're with people, when you ask them, well, what are you doing? What is it that's in your life? Tell me about yourself. I'm amazed. They'll say, well, I'm just a housewife. Or I'm not doing anything. I'm just doing this. And I'll say, you mean, what do you mean you're just this? You're more than that. Look at how you're affecting somebody's life. You're not just a housewife. You're taking care of a home and a family. But so many people get stuck in mental ruts. Don't be one of those. There's so many wonderful things going on. Just like a high-tech underwater observatory that's taking shape in Monterey Bay. I've always said Californians really have a knack for being on the leading edge, and I really believe that. It's amazing how that is just encouraged in so many environments. There's a 32-mile-long cable that's going to give scientists an unbelievable undersea view, and they're establishing it in Monterey Bay, California. They've got an underwater observatory, and they're going to use video cameras, different types of sensors, all kinds of equipment, and it's going to be able to send the data ashore as fast as they get it underwater. This is amazing. And I'm trying to think of the one television show, and it's escaping me right now, that was all about living underwater and the cities underwater. My goodness, we're closer to that now than ever before, all because of technology. Now, the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute is behind all of this, and they're going to be monitoring data over long periods. And, you know, this is something brand new, folks. They weren't able to do this before. Why? Because there wasn't the technology. The underwater world is a world unto itself. Absolutely amazing. Now, this is what they're going to be doing. Their accelerated research system, and its abbreviation is MARS, this observatory is going to be installed 3,000 feet off Monterey Bay, and there's a direct hard link to the shore that's going to be provided by the 32-mile-long cable. It's going to carry the power and the data. They will be able, the researchers will, to be on land and process this data, as I mentioned, right as it's going on. Now, the cable is not much thicker than your ordinary garden hose. It's going to be buried 3 feet under the seabed, and there's a copper wire inside of this unique hose, if you will, and it provides electricity, one copper wire, to all of these instruments, while an optic fiber is going to deliver up to 2 gigabytes, 2 gigabytes of data per second to the researchers. That is amazing. It's going to have 8 connectors for attaching various instruments. And the first, they say, the first attachment they're putting on is the eye in the sea. And what they're trying to do is film the bioluminescent fish, which are very, very hard to photograph because they flee when they see or hear a diver or become aware of an underwater robot. And they've got a rover that is a little robot that's going to be tethered to their system, and it's going to swim around studying how carbon particles descend into the deep, how they're consumed and metabolized by the sea's smaller creatures. It's amazing stuff. We're living in an exciting world. I know we have wars going on. I know that there's poverty. I know there's a lot of negative in this world, but let me tell you something. The only way that we're going to be able to balance anything in life is by becoming educated and looking for options that nobody else has been willing to explore. What a milestone this is. What a difference it's going to make. Think of all the benefits we're going to learn, and maybe there's going to be underwater agriculture that's been talked about for I don't know how many years. Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea was written so many years ago by someone that had a vision. We are now beginning to live it. It is exciting. If you have children, this is the kind of information you need to get to your kids. You need to excite them. It's, as an adult, excite yourself. Realize you live in a world of opportunity. You are not stuck in an unmeaningful universe here. We've got a lot going on, but if you don't open up your mind and if you don't open up your attitudes, you're going to be stuck in the muck. You're going to be going around saying that's not possible. My husband has a favorite story about his dad. When he was growing up, my husband was number 9 in a line of 10 kids, and by the time he was born, his father was very, very mature as a male. And he said when he was in his teens, his father would hear about rocket travel and other things. He said, well, you can't do that because if you go too fast, it's just not possible. Until the day he died when he was in his 70s, you can't go to the moon. You can't do these things. It's just not going to work. Look at what has happened. But because of his father's attitudes, his father got stuck in a mode of thinking that literally paralyzed him from being more of what he could have been. We don't want to do that. You don't want to be in that space, and you don't want to have that kind of an experience. This is Donna Siebel. I'm happy to open up your life with a little bit of insight. Give me a buzz at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We also have an open line of 530-876-3222. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. More good things to share. Don't go away.
Hello, this This is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyMD.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on bbsradio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like a jab. Today is an open mic day, 877-876-5227. Also, Canadians, 888-815-9756 and 530-8763-222. Remember, you just call in, first name or initial, that's all I need. And after that, you're welcome to ask me about anything you like. I want to let you know about my lineup for next week. Ooh, we've got a power-packed week. I'm going to be talking with Teresa Tapp on Monday. We're going to be talking about TTAP. I have to tell you, I am so impressed with what Teresa has done. I'm so delighted that she's going to be on my show every now and then because she, as a rehabilitative therapist, has so much insight into how to work the body and how to stay fit and physical. And, ladies and gentlemen, you can tone your body. You don't have to worry about dieting. And I'm not saying going out and feed your face with a whole bunch of desserts. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you can improve your metabolism so that your body is going to be toning up 15 minutes a day. Sometimes you don't even have to spend 15 minutes a day. It is truly amazing. And she's got a special offer for her DVDs. And believe me, they are worth having. I took them with me on my trip this last week, and it was great. Plucked it into the computer, and ba-boom, there I was. I was ready to go. So Teresa's going to be with me on Monday. And then we're going to be talking with Jackie Lappin, and we're going to be talking about her wonderful book, The Art of Conscious Creation. You want to be present. You want to know what you're creating. You want to be able to pay attention. You have to be attentive in life if you want changes. Then David Baker, who is a psychic medium, he's going to be my guest next Wednesday. We're going to be talking about his personal journey, the Secret Garden, or the Spirit Garden, excuse me. And then we're going to be going to Spain talking to Masha Malka. I met Masha at the National Publicity Summit when I was in New York many months ago. And she has a wonderful book called The 1 Minute Coach. So we're going to be talking with her. And then, as I've been telling you, next Friday I'm going to be doing a live broadcast from the Psychic Spectrum Expo, which is in Seattle. It's being held at the SeaTac Hilton, right across from the SeaTac Airport. And we've got all kinds of speakers. We've got so many things going on. There are going to be not only products and services and vendors that are going to be willing to talk to you about anything, but this is the largest event of its kind ever done in the Pacific Northwest, and I'm so pleased to be a part of it. Now, I am going to be doing the show there on site from 3 to 4. The show opens at 3 o'clock on Friday. And so it goes from 3 until 9, and then on Saturday and Sunday it will be from 9 to 9 on Saturday, and then 9 to 7, I believe it is, on Sunday. So keynote speakers, we've got all kinds of workshops that are going to be going on. I am going to be speaking at different times each day, so you can go to their website, PsychicSpectrumExpo.com, PsychicSpectrumExpo.com, or go to PsychicSpectrum.com. Their office number is 253-941-3355. I'm so pleased to see that Danion Brinkley is going to be at this expo. I had a chance to chat with Danion, and also I'm aware of his new publication that's out. So for those of you who are in the Pacific Northwest, just stop by, go ahead, make plans for this up, not this weekend, but next weekend, the 22nd, the 23rd, and the 24th. This is going to be an absolutely awesome event, and I'm going to be in booth 117, booth 117. So that is something that's going on, and I am so delighted again to be a part of it. So we hope to see you there and stop by and say hello. Won't you do that? I would just love to have a chance to meet with you. Okay, I wanted to give the rest of the Chinese horoscope out because we had covered, so far, the rat, the ox, the tiger, the rabbit, and the dragon. Well, we've got a few left here, so I want to give you the information. Let's see, snake. Now, what are the years for the snake? Remember, the Chinese horoscope is different. It goes by the year that you're born. And I've got a guess that's going to be coming up. It's going to be educating us more on this, but I'll let you know when that is booked in. Okay, to be born under the sign of the snake, you're born in 1929, 41, 53, 65, 77, 89, or if you were born in the year 2001. Well, if you were born under the sign of the snake, you're one step ahead of everybody else, and you are a free thinker. You also know how to shop and spot bargains. Your ESP is working 24/7. And you really like discovering places that you've never known about. You love to travel. You always should have a nice set of suitcases because you are going to always be looking for adventures. Now, for those of you born under the sign of the horse, yes, the years for the horse are 1930, 42, 54, 66, 78, 90, and 2002. If you were born in any one of those years, you like your independence. You love to solve problems, and you have a very strong attitude about what's right and what isn't, and you love change. You are a person that really has a lot going for you. This is a very positive year for you. You are going to be able to see how you can be more and more the person you really want to be. And if you want to start a business, if you are under the sign of the horse, this is a good year to do it. Want to get rid of old stuff? Money is going to be coming into you, however you choose to do things. And if you're looking for that Miss Wonderful or a Mr. Wonderful, it looks like that's going to be in the picture. Now, those of you under the sign of the sheep, the years are 31, 43, 55, 67, 79, 91, and 2003. You are a person people enjoy having around because you've got a good sense of humor. You love having beauty around you. No trashy stuff for you. And for those that you love, friend or family, they are going to be taken care of. You really, really stand behind them, and you value love and loyalty above anything else. Now, if you've been working hard towards financial independence and freedom, it's coming your way, and you're going to be able to look at how you want to do better with your financial planning in this year of the rat. If you're looking for a dream home, you have a good chance of finding it. Now, for those born under the sign of the monkey, 32, 44, 56, 68, 80, 92, and 2004. People like to have you around. You bring life to any environment, a party, business, whatever. You have a wonderful memory and a very sharp mind, and you will often come up with clever solutions to problems when they're presented. You enjoy fun, but you do not like being bored. You like being out in environments that are going to teach you new things. What's ahead for you in this year of the rat? You're going to be busy, 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 busy. Energy? High. Excitement? Dynamic. It is going to be amazing because you're broadening your horizons, you're going to have more activities, and you're going to have time to play. And if you like being involved with kids, if you're born under the sign of the monkey, you're going to have plenty of opportunity for that. Now, what if you're a rooster? Okay, 33, 1933, 45, 57, 69, 81, 93, and 2005. You have a lot of self-confidence, and you can't be fooled. You don't miss up on anything. You don't miss a trick. And you really are pretty much a person that if something has worked for you, you're going to stick with it. You don't want to just shift just because it's something new and maybe trendy. Also, you like to be a straight talker. You like to talk from your heart. Now, you've been going through difficult, tense times. You're going to find a lot of harmony in this year of the rat. It's going to enable you to begin a new beginning with loved ones, and you may have an opportunity to build new relationships with people that maybe you hadn't had the opportunity to do before. A lot going for you. Now, if you are a dog, and these are the years for the sign of the dog, 1934, 46, 58, 70, 82, 94, and 2006, you're loyal. You stand by friends and family. You keep a secret like nobody else can. You are a person that believes in fairness, and you read people very, very well. You have an excellent judge of character. And this year, man, if you have found that watching a budget has been the name of the game for you for a long time, you're going to have good financial flow this year, and you are going to find that you're going to be able to upgrade your life as you want it to be, and you're going to be recognized by the people that are around you. Last sign of the Chinese horoscope is the sign of the pig. These are the years 1923, 35, 47, 59, 71, 83, 95, and 2007. Well, pigs are extremely intelligent animals. You are a master of diplomacy, and you don't give up. If you've got a goal, you go for that goal. You know if you have what it takes to reach it. And you like to play. You want to have a good social calendar. And you love telling stories. You have good sense of humor. You enjoy good conversation. Now, if you want, this is the year, because we're in the year of the rat, to put behind the past, you're going to be able to do it. You're going to find a greater harmony in your life. And if there's been anything that's been eating at you, causing you discomfort, you're going to be able to put it in its proper place, understand why it's happened, and move on to new adventures and new experiences. Well, that rounds out the 2008 Chinese horoscope. Yes, this is the year of the rat, time for new beginnings, and all of these different signs I've shared with you show what you can do to have the magic in your life. This is Donna Sebo. I know we're going to take a break. If you want to give me a buzz, 877-876-5227. This is an open mic hour, 877-876-5227. Also, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756 and 530, 876-3222. We are going to take a break, and we're going to be back in just a moment.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP TeaTime.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TeaTime.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-8765-227-888-815-9756-530-8763-222. I enjoy cooking, but my schedule gets so busy. But I came across something that I thought I just got to share with those of you. If you're like me and you want to fix something special and you want something yummy, but you don't have a whole bunch of time to do it in, these recipes using phyllo dough are absolutely amazing. And I'm going to share one with you. I like Greek food. I don't know about you, but it just has this wonderful flavor to it. I just think it's great. Well, when it comes to fixing a spinach pie, often it just takes so much effort. It really, really does. Phyllo dough pastry or puff pastry dough can come to your rescue. And you can find it in the freezer section in your store. And it's so wonderful because you don't have to make it. You just take it out of the silly package, you put it in the pan, mix these ingredients, and everybody thinks you've spent hours. You haven't. Food can taste good. You don't have to spend a whole bunch of time. So let me share this with you because not only is this going to look beautiful, but it is going to taste so good. And a friend of mine taught me about the phyllo dough, but I'm going to talk about puff pastry dough because it is really going to work out nicely. Now, this is a Greek spinach pie, so this is healthy for you. It's light and scrumptious. This is what you're going to need to do. You need to preheat your oven to 425 degrees, and you're going to need a 12-by-8 baking dish, and you want to spray that with your nonstick cooking spray, whatever your preference is. You want to beat 4 eggs, and they should be at room temperature. And you want to have a package of frozen creamed spinach, which has been allowed to thaw. It's very important. You want to have your ingredients at room temperature. So, and then you want 8 ounces of crumbled feta cheese or any real yummy, you know, goat cheese. I would say even if you liked an herbal goat cheese, you just need a half a pound of it, whatever is your pleasure. You're going to need 2/3 of a cup of chopped scallions and then 2 teaspoons of dried Greek seasoning. Now, if Greek seasoning isn't your thing, substitute. Use your imagination, whatever you want. So you're going to want to mix again your eggs, your 4 eggs that are beaten, your unfrozen cream spinach, your 8 ounces of crumbled feta cheese, your 2/3 cup of chopped scallions, and 2 teaspoons of dried Greek seasoning or whatever seasoning that you want to use. And if you're like me, you always add a little bit extra because just 2 teaspoons isn't enough. I like stuff strongly flavored. That's me. You follow your own taste buds. Now, what you do is you take this mixture and just put it in the baking dish. And then, on a lightly floured surface, you take half of your 17-plus-ounce package of frozen puff pastry dough. Now, the dough needs to be thawed. So remember what I said? Everything has to be at room temperature. You're going to take that half of that package, and it's been thawed. You're going to, on a lightly floured surface, you are going to roll it into a 13-by-10 rectangle. Mm-hmm. And you will need to use a ruler. If you're like me, you just go, okay, what's this? 13 inches, that's about it. Sometimes we just do it by eye. But once you fix this once, you'll know how to do it every other time. This is what you do with that puff pastry dough. You cut it into 3/4-inch wide strips. And then, while they're on your cutting board, you brush them with a beaten egg. Then you take the pastry and arrange it in a lattice patterning over the filling. Put it in the oven, bake it 25 minutes. You have what looks like a masterpiece. And you haven't spent a half hour putting this together. Is that good or what? Serve it with a nice piece of meat. In and of itself, it's a meal. And for those of you that are entertaining, if you're having people that are vegetarians, what a wonderful dish to fix. This is awesome. So there are so many products that are in our grocery stores that you can use that can really do a wonderful job. Now, what if you'd like to fix a strudel? Have you ever made a strudel? Oh, my goodness, it can be so time-consuming and so frustrating. Doesn't have to be that way. Use puff pastry again. Take a half a package, and again, all of this you're going to want at room temperature. Now, with this, when you're making this strudel, and oh, is it pretty. Oh, it's just wonderful. You're going to want to preheat your oven to 400 degrees, and you're going to just need a baking sheet. Now, you take these ingredients, and you're going to mix them together. You need 2 packages, 3 ounces each of cream cheese, and 3 tablespoons of confectionery sugar. And you blend that for 2 minutes. Then, after that's nice and smooth and creamy, you want to add 1 egg yolk. That's all you need. You put the filling in a 3-inch wide strip down the center of the dough. You just unroll half of your frozen puff pastry dough. That's all you do. You put your filling in a 3-inch wide strip down the center of the dough. Then you top it with a half a cup of your favorite dried fruit bits, dried cherries, orange, whatever you'd like. And you cut the dough at each side of the filling into 10 1-inch wide strips. You brush the strips with water. You crisscross the dough over the filling. You press the ends to seal. You bake it 35, 40 minutes or until golden. When it's cool, you sprinkle it with confectionery sugar. Yum. Easy, easy, easy. And you know, if you use your imagination, you can put all kinds of stuff in there. You could put preserves in there. You can do all kinds of things. You might want to strain the preserves a little bit so you get some of the moisture out, some of the water out. Just let it sit overnight. Let it maybe take a cup of preserves or 2 cups of preserves and just put them in a strainer and just allow the water to drip through. There won't be a whole bunch, but it'll be enough. And then you'll have that concentrated preserve. Use that on top of the cream cheese. Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. Puff pastry dough. And my friend, she uses the phyllo dough as a substitute when she doesn't have puff pastry dough. And she just uses the phyllo, spreads it over something. She takes and puts it in little muffin cups. And then she turns muffins upside down, and she puts the phyllo, she cuts it, and then puts butter over the phyllo and puts it in a 400-degree oven and baking them from just until they become golden. And it might be 5 minutes. And she takes them out and she lets them cool and takes off the upside-down muffin pan. And there you have these beautiful little cups. They're light, hardly any calories to them. And they're just wonderfully delicious with any filling you want to put inside of them. So, puff pastry dough, phyllo dough, it'll make you look as if you've spent ages preparing these wonderful dishes. And you spent hardly any time at all. And it's good, too. Donna Sebo here. Well, I do want to remind you, on Monday, we're going to be talking with Teresa Tapp, and be prepared to learn about how you can get yourself in shape. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Don't ever believe that you cannot have what you want. The young woman, Ashley, that I talked about at the beginning of the program, she could have taken an attitude of staying in a wheelchair for the rest of her life and living a life without purpose, without direction. Instead, she's gotten involved with designer wheelchairs. She has taken what would have been a highlight for a pity pot special if she'd wanted to. It would have made her life miserable and everybody else's, but she didn't. She shifted it. And she's affected millions of people's thinking and thousands of people who otherwise would have been stuck maybe in a certain type of attitude regarding their disability. She made a difference. You can do the same thing. I'm so delighted we were able to share this time together. And you enjoy your weekend. Wherever you go, be grateful for who you are and for the joy that you are going to be able to share with other people. The joy that you fill your life with this moment, right here, right now, because it makes your future. This is Donna Sebo. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.